The Turnbull government tax cuts announced in the budget are being billed as a measure for jobs and growth, but it's a claim that's come under fire from one quarter. Leading academics are also questioning government claims that making the 2% deficit levy permanent will discourage high-income earners from working longer hours. Stephen Long reports.
How much can you tax those at the top? 2 years ago, the government imposed an additional 2% tax on the highest income earners, labelling it a temporary budget repair levy. Now Labor wants to make it permanent, but the Prime Minister is warning that it could hit, you guessed it, jobs and growth.
You've got to be very careful that in your efforts to go after people on earning over $180,000, you've got to be very careful that you don't end up shrinking the whole pie.
No, there is no evidence for that.
Maria Ratianero is an associate professor in the Research School of Economics at ANU.
Most of the evidence suggests that responses of top income earners to changes in the tax rate in terms of their hours worked is very small or minimal.
So to put it in plain English, you're not likely to get people on higher incomes working more because you cut their tax.
Yes. In fact, most of the evidence that has been found in the literature suggests that indeed we could make marginal tax rates at the top higher than they currently are.
The same principle applies to the tax cut announced in the May budget and backed by Labor, lifting the threshold at which the second highest rate cuts in to $87,000.
These tax cuts are being portrayed as a relief to middle-income people, but they are going to mostly benefit those at the top.
So this only applies to 30% of taxpayers.
The 30% of taxpayers, if you take indeed everyone, in fact, it's less than that.
What proportion goes to the very top, that say the top 10%?
Well, if you take into consideration that those who are going to benefit from the full tax bracket from 80,000 to 87,000 are those who are at the top, plus also the other proposal of stopping the 2% budget repair levy, about 75% is going to go to the top 10%.
Although high-income earners don't tend to work less when tax rates rise, the research shows they do increase their tax avoidance efforts.
If tax avoidance is the reason why individuals at the top seem to have incomes that react more significantly to tax rates, it should not be dealt with through the tax scale, it should be dealt with directly.
By closing the loopholes that allow them to avoid tax?
Yes.
What kind of tax cuts would give the most bang for the buck in terms of jobs and growth?
If we really care about jobs and growth and we really care about encouraging participation, it is not at the top that we have to focus. It is at the low and middle income range and particularly on second income earners.
Those second earners, mainly women, have a major disincentive to work under the current arrangements because many lose family tax benefits if they work more hours and are actually worse off.
If you take a family in which the primary earner earns, say, $60,000 and the second earner goes out to work and earns the same amount, she loses half her income in tax, effectively, because of her loss of family benefits.
Patricia Apps is a professor of public economics at Sydney University and an internationally renowned expert in this field.
If you look at the effective marginal rate and in turn the average rate on the second earner, it's extremely high. Many second earners are facing effective marginal tax rates in excess of 60%, in other words, well in excess of the top marginal tax rate under the personal income tax scale. So the overall structure of rates for second earners is a disaster. This is where we should really be focusing in terms of economic growth.
Professor Patricia Apps from Sydney University, ending that report from Stephen Long.